We're reading Medicine Walk by Richard Wagamese as part of the 2018 fall read, Let's Talk, Aging, Death, and Dying. This book presents many lessons, and one of them is how it feels to be an outsider. All of us have this experience sometime, and for some of Wagamese's characters, it was their permanent state. The father figure, Bunky, the guardian, lives isolated in the rough backcountry of British Columbia. He is a classic loner as he raises the hero, Franklin. The dying biological father, Eldon Starlight, lives in a community of derelicts marginalized in the Milltown's transient hotel. He is an outsider because of his ancestry. He explains to his son that he has Ojibwe heritage, but he belongs nowhere. He says in the book, quote, "We were just half-breeds, Ojibwe, mixed with Scott, McJibs. That's what they called us. No one wanted us around, not the whites, not the Indians." He has no knowledge of either tradition, nor does he know how to live in the forest, but instead he learned to get by on piecework. He goes on to tell about a sketchy existence living in abandoned cabins. But most of all, he is an outsider to his son, whom he deserted. When he finds out he is dying of liver cancer, he tries to connect to this boy. He is an outsider, though, in another way. As a dying man, he's in a group that excludes others. Franklin Starlight, the teenage hero, grows up an outsider first because he has no mother. Bunky teaches him forest survival, but not social skills. In school, he is the only Indian kid, and the school kids let him alone. The school students live in town and have no experience of his life of hunting or cutting, quote, "a dying heifer out of a tangle of barbed wire," unquote. Like Bunky, he is a loner. He is old for his age and quiet. People found his silence odd, and they avoided him, the obdurate Indian look of him unnerving even for a 16-year-old. He has the look of an Indian or Ojibwe, but none of the teachings nor community life of a tribal member. In town, he is stereotyped and avoids people when he can. Another way he is an outsider is his plain-spoken insistence on truth. He speaks bluntly to his father about his neglect. His words are few, precise. One of the more successful outsiders is the half-Ojibwe and half-Scot woman, Becca Charlie, who also is plain-spoken and a tough survivor. She's a good Samaritan who offers shelter to Eldon and Franklin and home-cooked biscuits. She knows both Ojibwe and Scots traditions and blends them in her herbal doctoring. She credits both her mother and father with raising her with traditional knowledge, but she is still a loner. She thrives in her solitary place in the forest. Finally, though, Eldon is the final outsider. He is the man riding into the wilderness to die in the warrior way. He will be separate from the living. Every person must make this journey alone. In this last act, we all become outsiders. This is Denise Lowe. I live in Lawrence, Kansas, but my heart is in the Flint Hills and the open skies all the way west to the Rockies. I'm a former Kansas Poet Laureate and a radio listener like you.
10,000 words swarm around my head.